Good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in the halachos concerning Beis HaKnesses, so the Kitzur writes, this is actually going to be an interesting halacha, which we'll spend a few nights on, in Simen Yud Gimel Sif Dalet, the Kitzur writes, Aser le'echol olishtos, olishon bahem afilu shinas arai. So one is not permitted to eat or drink within a shul, and one is not permitted to sleep, even shinas arai. Shinas arai means even just a nap. Ulitzorech mitzvah, this is actually interesting, he says, however, sleeping for the purpose of a mitzvah. So when is it sleeping for the purpose of a mitzvah? He says, kegon belel yom kippurim. So for see it, there was a minog for many to sleep in the shul on the night of Yom Kippur. So that was considered to be that a person literally, again, is the truth is, in some of the piyutim, it discusses this concept of sleeping in the shul or sleeping on the floor as a form of galus. That a person says, in the event that Chas v'Shalom I did something that would render me liable to galus, to exile, so this dislodging myself from my normal comfortable place should be in lieu of galus. So that type of sleeping would be permitted. Ach yisrachik mina aron kodesh. But if one is going to sleep in the shul on the night of Yom Kippur, one should keep a distance from the aron kodesh. V'chein le'echol sham letzorach mitzvah. Similarly, although we just said that one is not permitted to eat or drink in the shul, to go ahead and eat there for a sudas mitzvah, sudas she'en bo shichrus velo kalus rosh. As long as it's not just enough that it's a sudas mitzvah, meaning a meal that is centered around the mitzvah purpose, but it also has to be a meal in which there's no drunkenness and there's no light-headed behavior. V'chein osan anoshim shalomdim sham bikvius. Those who learn in the shul bikvius. We talk about people who spend their days learning Torah. So let's say you have a group of people who dafka learn in the shul the whole day. They have an exception. Mutarim le'echol v'lishon sham. Afilu bless you. Afilu shnas keva. They are permitted to eat in the shul, to drink in the shul, and even to sleep in the shul for a longer time. Shelo yisbatlu milimudam. In order that they not lose time on their learning. Meaning if we force those individuals who are learning all the time to go out of the shul to eat, or to go out of the shul to sleep, so by definition that is time lost from their learning. So as long as, again, the point of the eating and the drinking and the sleeping in the shul is to enable them to devote themselves more time to Torah, then ultimately one is permitted to do so. We'll see next week in Meretz Hashem that there's a lot of fascinating contemporary discussion, because we know that we use, from the Kitzur's model, it sounds like the only thing you're supposed to use a shul for is davening. Nothing else, davening, learning, but to go ahead and eat there, drink there, do. But yet we know we use shuls for all kinds of purposes. For example, very often it's common to have weddings in shuls. So where does that heter, where does the permission to have a wedding in the shul come from? If at the end of the day the kitzur says that shuls cannot be used for anything other than tefillah and Torah, so that Amir Tashem will cover a little bit more next week. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash Omer, Vatzlash Bachel Zako says, Yisrael Lefichach, Herba Lohem Torah Mitzvah Shneemar, Adonech Vitzman Sidko, Yagdil Torah V'Adir.